Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
Oh boy, that can't didn't go for well. That.
I know who's happy, though.
Who?
James Daly, or the guy they called in Friday, your friend.
Why?
Remember, he said he didn't like how Vegas had this set up, Niners' favorite. So anybody that bet on the Chiefs cashed out.
He never said officially he was betting on the Chiefs.
But if you've been around a few blocks, you know what he was saying. I have.
Oh. Did you take him up on it?
No.
Hate to see it. You hate to see it. Yeah, I thought Kyle got impatient with the play calling a little bit yesterday. But, you know, this is, like, I always keep thinking this. It's like, now, okay, and fair. They're 3-4. Coming down Kyle Shanahan's road. We can do that. We can do that. But the same people who are coming down his road are the same people who, for years, talked about, oh, his scheme is unbelievable. I mean, he schemes guys open. Any running back can run for 100 yards. You know, when the beginning of last year, when the 49ers were beating Pittsburgh 37, Rams 30-23, Giants 30-12, Arizona 35-16, Cowboys 42-10. He was a genius. Now it's a year later, and oh, now we have a problem with his play calling. Well, so was he never a genius, or was he a genius when it worked and now it doesn't? Has he changed? I don't know what the answer is to that. I don't know.
I don't have him at the top of my list. Like, he's not the one throwing interceptions. I'm just questioning like I would if it were a high school or a college game. You know, you got Purdy slinging it around in said game 31 times against the best defense, against a team that plays man coverage, and you got guys that are kind of deficient at beating that. Why would you have him throw it as much as he did? So,
I mean, if you – but like, and I'm just throwing this out.
He's not making the mistakes.
If you have wide receivers who can't beat man coverage – well, then the organization made a mistake paying receivers who can't beat man coverage. Or getting ready to pay a quarterback who is part of the issue why they're not able
to move
the ball.
Right now he don't have all his weapons.
Okay, so pay him. You'd be able to pay him still. I'm just saying, this team has been pretty lousy this year.
If you really look at it. They would tell you that, man. They would tell you that.
Exactly. Maybe it's just the end of the run. It happens. Good 5-year run.
But you know,
this is the third oldest team in football.
And it's starting to feel like that. Yeah.
Exactly.
And you talked about it in the Super Bowl.
You know who's the third youngest team in football? The Chiefs.
Do you know the other two?
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Well, it matters, but. Yeah. And the other. I mean,
it's just starting to feel like it's not the year, man. Especially with the Brandon Ayuk situation. You could say whatever. Oh, they're not going to miss him. Stop. There was a long part of this season left. And if you could get to the playoffs, then it's just you hit the reset button. But to not have him in this offense and just say you could put in a rookie or somebody else, like, you're going to feel that.
How? I don't think you're going to.
Wow.
Because you have to take the Brandon Ayuk that was catching balls this year.
For now. But the whole play when McCaffrey came back, after the bye or whenever that day did come, you know, you would have Brandon Ayuk, your $30 million man, able to be the byproduct.
Right, because he needs somebody to help.
Yeah, but still.
Right.
So he made a mistake
with Ayuk. Let me tell you who didn't make a mistake. Ayuk. He got over. This is why.
Well, he didn't get over. They paid him.
Right. Could you imagine if he got hurt and they hadn't paid him? Brandon Ayuk, winner.
But really not, because he's not being able to finish the season. But
well, and I get some would say he didn't really start the season. 888-957-9570. The bottom line is we think these guys are superstars, and they're not playing like superstars. Brandon in San Jose. What's up, Brandon? How you doing, man?
Good morning, fellas. Welcome to Monday Madness.
Sure.
The overreaction Monday.
I got a little bit of my perspective here. First of all, yes, you guys are exactly right. You know, we're not equipped as we used to be, for one. Two, we got to look at who we were playing with. We're playing against one of the best teams in the NFL, a better coach, better defensive coach. Obviously, they continue to show us that. number one. Two, you know, I blame Purdy some, but let's remember, when you're a captain, yes, he's the captain of the ship. When you're a captain of the ship, you still have a navigator. A navigator tells you where to go, when to go, what winds are blowing. He has a navigator, and that's Kyle Shanahan. And he is not doing the job, and he is not taking responsibility. What kicks me in the gut when he tells his players, we need to finish it, Kyle, you finish it. I want to see you finish it. I want to see you take some responsibility for once for things that are going wrong. I would really like to see that. And once again, like I said, Purdy is young. He is the captain of the ship, but he is not the navigator. Let's remember that, fellas.
Appreciate the call.
But what if he has to be the what's the old adage, Donnie? The quarterback is just an extension of the head coach. So Kyle can't throw any passes. He can't check it down. He can't change the play at the line of scrimmage. That's Brock's job. And right now, the last three games, some clunkers for Brock Purdy, which is more alarming to me because I don't know what's going on. Like the game against Arizona, the first pass of the game again to Debo was off. And I was like, okay, it's just a play. Nothing to see here. Then you're like the first pass to Ayuk after halftime, just off. And then you have the Seattle game to where you think, you know what? Nothing to see here. You guys overreacted against Arizona. But in a game that I felt like was more than just one game from a mental standpoint, the offense did not show up, and he threw three interceptions, one in the red zone. And I need to hear the experts tell me if it's a byproduct of guys not getting open. But the one constant from Brock Purdy this year, Stoney, and you can back me up, we've been hearing it, is he's been holding on to the rock longer than ever. And it's not pretty right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think and we talked about this going into the Chiefs game. Oh, the Niners have a Chiefs problem. You can't get over the hump of the Chiefs, Super Bowl champions. It's like, and Evan brought this up first, and then I piggybacked. It's like, you don't beat the Chiefs. You're not very good. I mean, what is so hard to understand right now? They're 3-4.
Right.
Who have they beaten? The New York Jets.
Gotcha.
Aaron Rodgers' first game back. They beat the Jets. They're 2-5. They beat the Patriots. They're 1-6.
Gotcha.
And they beat the Seahawks, who are 4-3. They haven't beaten anybody.
Well, some would say Seattle's
until
500.
Until further notice, how can you look at the Niners and say, we're still a good team? No, you're not.
Well,
you have not proved it this year. And for the 8 millionth time, last year doesn't matter. Just because you got to the Super Bowl last year doesn't mean you can just throw guys out there this year and...
Well, we're finding that out.
Exactly.
And I was the guy early on that was worried about Greenlaw, so we don't know what his status is, Donnie, whatever, if or what have you. But since then, you've lost Ayuk. McCaffrey, you just talked about it, hasn't played a down. So, I mean, Hargrave's gone for the year. At some point, that does matter. Like, you know, I'm not making excuses. I just feel like if this were a boat or a ship, it's just headed in the wrong direction.
It is. It is.
And now the guy you're that you thought you could count on, and I'm not saying you can't, but now all of a sudden he's looking like, you know what, this is just my third year in the league, and that's Brock Purdy. Because
But he's getting 60,
he was
right?
The guy you could count
he's getting
on.
60.
Well,
what?
That was me talking.
Well, were all talking that way, not just you.
Yeah, but that'll be handled when it's handled. But these last 3 weeks hasn't looked...
I would like to ask, how can this team get hot?
Wow.
How can they get hot? What are they going to hang their hat on
somebody
to make
back.
A run?
Somebody on the list that you went over, Scotty, it means everything.
That's the problem.
If not one person on that list comes back, you're done.
He can't help the offensive line. McCaffrey can't help the defense.
But he can. And that's what he represents.
Okay, well, then there's nothing to see here.
Well,
when they get McCaffrey back, yeah. We'll get on a roll.
Well, we don't want to do that today. We don't know
if he's
coming back.
I'm telling you, they got all kinds of problems.
They do, and I'm with you. But we don't know when he's coming back, if.
And that's like...
That's how I live my life. I don't know if he's coming back.
Right.
That's what's scary. So let's ball
scary if he comes back.
Comes back.
Whether he comes back or not, it's scary. Like, they're 3-4. They can't beat a good team. 888-957-9570. I mean, like, why can't we just operate right now? Like, this team's a 500 team, and we're going to have to limp in and somehow try to win the division at 9-8 or 10-7, and then we'll take our chances.
Yeah, that's it.
That's right. Let's quit thinking we're in the Chiefs class or Minnesota's class, because we're not right now. Maybe, just maybe, we could level the playing field in the playoffs. But right now, this team, what do they do well? Waterman and Corte Madera. What's up, Waterman?
Gentlemen, it's a rough Monday, that's for sure. Thank you for taking the call. So, Steiny, you've been hitting on it, and Gutu. You know, this team just isn't that good. We've just, what the Chiefs showed us, we are just not on that level. We're not. So that's a positive in a sense, because now you know where we have to get. Like, now you know how far away we are. We're even further away than we were in the Super Bowl last year. So with that being said, you know, Kyle and the offense, you know, they just seem so lackadaisical. So they're just so nonchalant. I didn't see any just grit and just like or hurry. And it just seems so stagnant. The offense just seems so stagnant. Like they just like the defense knows what's coming. And honestly, you guys, they're superior coaches on the Chiefs.
They are
out coaching everybody, and Kyle is way over his head when he goes up against Andy Reid. When I was watching that game yesterday, I was watching a team in the Chiefs, even when mistakes were made with interceptions or whatever, with no worry, because they know they're going to win. They know they're going to get it done. Their defense is incredible, and I'm going to tell you guys honestly, when the play where I knew it was going to be a bad day, and I believe it was the second drive the Niners got, where they got the ball.
Yep.
Purdy, first down, first down throw, 8 yards to Ayuk. Next is a run to Mason, stuffed. Third down, they're lining up for the run, and you literally watched the entire Chiefs defense, except for one guy, come up on the line right in the hole where Mason was going to run, and he got stuffed for a loss. There is no creativity. I don't know if it's Brock's fault to not be able to audible out of that, or if it's just the old Kyle, this is what we're doing. They were so ripe for a bootleg over. Purdy probably could have scored a touchdown if he faked the run and ran around the end, because nobody was there. And I watched Mahomes, and don't get me wrong, the guy is amazing. He's great. He's playing happy, fun, nonchalant backyard football with his boys, because every single time that guy needs to scramble and do something, there's a guy right at the first down marker wide open for him. So he can either run it or just flip a quick little pass. The Niners don't have that. Whenever Purdy is scrambling, he's looking 20, 30 yards downfield because nobody is close. I don't know what else to say. Other than that, it is too stagnant on this offense, and I don't know if it's all falling on Purdy or all falls on Kyle, but one thing I can tell you guys is we are not at all in the realm of Minnesota or Detroit. That game, I watched two superior offensive lines gives those quarterbacks time to throw, and Goff looked like incredible in that game. So, fellas, we got a long way to go with this team. I'm not giving up. It's 3-4. I said 10-7, maybe 9-8. Man, I'm hoping we can get there, because even if we get in the playoffs, whatever, the way this team's going right now, but it's a tough one right now. It's a tough watch, fellas. I hope the Niners take this opportunity to then, now that Ayuk is out, is take this opportunity to find out what they have in their rookies.
All right. Thanks, Waterman. Appreciate the call.
And, go ahead, Stan.
No, it's just a text here says 925. According to Steiny, it's over. Let's move on. It's not over.
Yeah,
you're just not very good right now.
Right.
And you're going to have to win the division, and most likely, if you left. Look at the standings.
Right.
And
right
that's now. The silver lining. Right. You can still win the division. But it doesn't look good right now. Tell me what this team's doing well right now.
Getting hurt. That's it. Well, and I'll say this, Stani, I'm talking to you because I love you. But you know what? All last week, was this a big game? Was this a big game to anybody that played on the Niners, coaches, players? Some owned it. But the guy that I really wanted to say, you know what? We want revenge. This is a barometer. We had him. You got none of that from Kyle. Okay, that's cool. So I'm thinking, okay.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, you're taking the professional way to go about it because your play will be loud and violent. But for your team to come out there and look like they did, I just feel like, Stani, they played like you approached the game, saying this was just one of another. And it was one of another of the three losses. Now you have four. Like, there was no urgency. And for Jerry Rice, the great Jerry Rice, the Hall of Famer, to be at the game and say it looked like the first time the guys had met each other, like, that speaks volumes. And there's only one man's job to have his guys locked and ready, and that's Kyle.
More Jerry Rice.
They should feel embarrassed. That was a statement game yesterday. Yeah. That was an important game, and I know, we were 3-3, and we needed that win. And I heard people saying that, hey, we just gonna look at this as another game. It was more than just another game. Richard Sherman and I, we were talking about that, man. Sometimes you just gotta. Just put on the boxing gloves.
Yeah.
I just wanted somebody to start a fight yesterday. I just wanted to see something like that.
Jerry Rice.
Well, Trent threw a punch. I'm trying to help you. Trent threw a punch, Tiny.
Jerry Rice also said it was too late.
When Trent Williams did that?
Yeah. Needed that earlier.
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine?
He's been a day late and a dollar short all season, Trent Williams.
Man. Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. I was reading Mike Sando in The Athletic, and he was talking about the Chiefs and the 49ers, and he said he thinks 49ers are now starting to pay the price for the Trey Lance pick.
Wow.
Because, yeah, you gave up two picks, but then the pick you used, you didn't get a player. So it's three guys, really, man. Two guys you didn't have a chance to draft and one guy who you drafted who can't play. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Dre in San Jose.
Dre.
What's up, Dre? How you doing, man?
San Ho.
I'm good. Good morning, fellas.
Hey.
I just wanted to call in and touch on some things. You guys I've been on hold for a while, so my point kind of drifted from me. But first off, I want to say to all the guys that are on Purdy today, he's given us 2.5 years of excellent play, like we haven't had since maybe Kaepernick or before that. So I understand the Monday morning quarterbacking, but everybody needs to be easy off of Brock. He came into the game rated number one. He had a bad game. It happens. Unfortunately, he has these bad games in the biggest moments, going back to like Goose said back on Christmas. But We lost that game when Ayuk dropped that ball in the second quarter. And it would have been for sure a first down or a touchdown because there was one guy behind him to beat. The next play, we punt. Special teams have been trash all year. They gave up a big return. Chiefs go on to score, and we've been looking back since that point. It would have been 10-7. Instead, it's 14-3, and we couldn't recover. So that's on Ayuk. And I originally called in to say, and I hate to say this, but because I don't know, I don't play football, but I've heard from the guys that have that if you're not out there 100% mentally, you are going to open yourself up to a world of trouble, i.e., injuries. Now, what happened to him was a freak play. He got hit high, low, whatever, whatever. But his body language and his attitude all season has been off.
Yep.
And I don't want to say he did it to himself, but like I said, I didn't play. But from the guys that I have and told me, you can't be out there half-heartedly or that's what happens. So I don't know where we go from here, but I will tell you this. When Pearsall got in yesterday, it wasn't a far drop-off. He caught the balls that were thrown to him. And at this point in the season, Ayuk might have just as many drops as he has catches. So, I mean, I hate to see him go, and we're going to miss him, but it's next man up. And unfortunately, with the offseason he had, he may have brought this on himself.
Yeah, I would just throw in there, thanks, Dre, that the Niners were a part of it too. Nightmare season for Brandon Ayuk. No other way to put it. Just
unless
a nightmare.
We want to just look at it in the totality as far as a financial component. He's got that security because it could have been worse. He could have been out there on a pay-to-play, and then this, you know, how would he be feeling right now? But the fact that he, you know, he got paid.
Well, if he doesn't think.
As far as what you're saying.
If he doesn't think it's a nightmare year,
yeah,
then
I got you.
We've got a monster issue.
Right.